is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's the toll-free telephone number, and you can call in and talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Friday night edition, and we'll talk to you about whatever. 800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, or we have archives. Last 7 months worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just go get them totally free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information and to join the Second American Revolution, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So last night, we were talking about how you had changed your mind, Manwich, and this is something that you do from time to time, and you're constantly getting more and more principled, and I'm really proud of you. I really am. You have decided that finally you've come out against the FCC. You used to believe that it was a good organization. They had good intentions. You just thought if you could reorganize it in the way that Manwich thought best, that they would do things correctly and they would just do a good job at, for instance, protecting children from hearing dirty words on the radio. That's one of the things that you used to want them to do. But now you say you think the market can handle it. And I was thinking to myself last night, I thought, well, you know, this still is a concern. The whole kids flipping on the radio and hearing something bad. I mean, that's still going to be a concern if we get rid of the FCC. It's going to be something that a lot of parents are going to want to shield their children from.
Well, considering that most televisions have channels that kids can hear things that they shouldn't necessarily hear and see things they shouldn't, and even more importantly, see things they shouldn't see, radio doesn't have that disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
So
here's what I was thinking of. I've come up with the solution, and it's just a kind of a borrowing and a modification of existing ideas today.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why Christians, let's just call them Christians, because I think a lot of the Christians are the ones that want to protect their children from naughty things. So let's just say these Christians that want to do that sort of thing. I think that they have been placed in the position of having the potential of coming across harmful and what they consider harmful programming because of the FCC. Because the FCC is around and allocating the spectrum, the Christians do not have the ability to start their own radio service. Now follow me on this.
Okay, because there's lots of Christian radio stations, and I'm not sure what you're
saying. There's lots of Christian radio stations. But, and they all tend to congregate towards one part of the dial.
Yep.
So it takes this idea of, gathering the Christian stations together, putting them all in one place, to a more safe extreme for these Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Take them to your own band. Create the Christian Radio Service Band, where nobody but Christians will go to play as far as your content is concerned. You would have a Christian radio service receiver, just like you have an XM receiver. And see, in today's world, because of the FCC, all of the radio stations have to get lumped into the same little bandwidth frequency. Well, in a non-FCC world, the Christians could have their own bandwidth frequencies, and that way if you hit the scan up button, there's no way you're going to reach the top 40 station. There's no way you're going to reach the urban station. There's no way you're going to reach a talk station. You can't get away from the Christian programming if you have the Christian programming receiver. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, and maybe somewhere along in the future that could happen.
It would happen, I think, within a matter of years if we just got rid of the FCC. Don't act like it's a big deal. It's easy. I mean, look, all it takes is a few million, probably several million dollars investment funds. The 700 Club could easily foot the bill for this. You basically would have, they would contract out to Sony, and they'd say, Sony, we want you to manufacture some receivers that operate on this particular bandwidth frequency.
It would probably be below 88.1.
Wherever.
Or 87.9.
It could be wherever they wanted to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, it would totally lock out all the naughty programming. The naughty programming could go to their own area. I mean, people could congregate on the air in areas where they get along with one another.
It seems awfully organized for the market to do.
What are you talking about? Look at what they've done to DVDs. Have you heard about what the Christians have been doing to DVDs?
No.
They have these little DVD safety decks where you can, I don't know how it works exactly. There's some sort of software that you download, or it comes with the software pre-built into it. Maybe if you know better, you can explain it better. 800-259-5791. But you can go out to the store and rent a DVD bring it home, pop it in this little Christian DVD player, and it will automatically excise all the naughty little scenes in that DVD. It will automatically censor all the bad words in that DVD.
Hmm.
They have the ability to do that.
That's amazing.
That seems, yeah, it seems amazing. It seems difficult to do, and I'm sure it took a little bit of programming wizardry to pull it off, but they did it. Because remember, Manwich, the market responds to demand. And if there really is a demand, and I believe there is, if there really is a demand for clean, safe, children kind of programming, the market will fill that demand. And it will do whatever it takes. So the market was demanding, we were talking about some of the woes of the radio industry last night, and how it is that the FCC helped to create these problems. But the market was demanding more variety. The market was demanding more niche programming. So radio didn't pony up because they're just too consolidated. So XM came about, and Sirius came about to offer that program
right
to the people that wanted it. So I think it would happen with the Christians if we just got rid of the FCC. Anyway, that was my vision, and I wanted to share it with you.
Now, I think it could happen. I think
of course it could.
Early on, you'd still have to be concerned with what your kid was listening to, and there's lots of old radios out there, but. You know, adult programming is really aimed at adults.
Yep.
And it's just not that, I just don't think it'll be that interesting for kids anyway. And, you know, parents have to be responsible for what their kids listen to and watch on television, that kind of thing.
But so, yeah. That's my answer. All right, 800-259-5791. Let's go to the email box, man. What you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And now here's a Christian-related email, this one from Thomas. He says, on Michael Newdow, I am a Christian. I believe in God, His Son, Jesus, and I believe in John 3:16, whatever that is. Isn't that wrestler?
For God so loved the world,
huh?
He gave His only begotten Son.
Oh, okay.
Whosoever believes Him shall be saved.
I'm so glad you're on this show.
Something like that.
He says, I also believe, like the hosts, in liberty. I believe in freedom, and the first freedom of the Bill of Rights is freedom of religion, including freedom from religion. And I side with Ian and Johnson on Newdow. This is a Christian who's supporting Michael Newdow. The phrase separation between church and state was introduced by Thomas Jefferson. In talking to a Baptist church, Jefferson said, it is there so a man can worship in God in his way. In other words, I can worship God in my way, Manwich can worship God in his way, Ian can worship God or a lack thereof in his way, and Congress shall pass no law respecting each. As for Newdow, I believe in God we trust violates the First Amendment. Now, government makes the Federal Reserve note to be legal tender. The president will choose what man to be chairman of the Fed, as well as other governmental issues within the Federal Reserve system. If the court was to be constitutional, it has two choices. He's talking about the Supreme Court, which Newdow is hoping to get to. Is he in the Supreme Court now? Or is he... he's working up to the circuit court, I think.
Yes,
Newdow.
Not in the Supreme Court.
He wants to get up there, I'm sure. Anyway, if the court was to be constitutional, it has two choices. Either render the Federal Reserve note unconstitutional, which he doesn't think is going to happen, or strike down legal tender laws, the president choosing the chairman, et cetera, from the Federal Reserve. If the Federal Reserve picks number two, then I'm all for it.
So are we here at Free Talk Live. We do not support Federal Reserve notes.
Legal tender means the creditor will have to accept that money as payment of debt. Did you know that, man? That's what legal tender is all about. That's why it says legal tender on your bills, because you're forced at gunpoint to take that. If you owe me something, I have to take it by law. I have to take Federal Reserve notes. I have to take U.S. dollars.
Unless you're contracted to take something else.
I wonder about that.
It's hardly enforced.
Does legal tender override the contract? I wonder about that. If legal tender was wiped out, the creditor could choose which money it will accept, either money backed by silver or gold, or the money backed by nothing. Which money will you accept? Can you imagine that if legal tender laws went away, and then all of a sudden people just sort of started changing to only accepting silver-backed currency?
I'll bet they would, just as soon as those laws went away.
800-259-5791 coming up, gun control and the right to shoot people in your own home. We'll talk about that coming up. It's your show. You can take control. 800-259-5791.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Try Vortex Technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Friday night edition of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. As always, we do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday.
Yes, we do.
8 until 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Literally dozens of ladies have sent us their photograph, and we put them up on our website. And I actually had somebody send me a couple of pictures yesterday, and I had to refuse.
How so?
Well, because they weren't validated. And I said, you're going to have to send us a validated photo. As much as we appreciate you sending your regular photos, you do need to send a validated picture, ladies, to get up on the shrine. It's simple, though. All you have to do is have some sort of signage, something in the photo that proves you listen to Free Talk Live. You can't add it after the fact. You can't go in with Photoshop after the fact and write I Love Free Talk Live on the picture. It doesn't work that way. You have to actually maybe be holding a sign in the picture. That way we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you really are who you say you are. That's the point of the validation. And the point of the shrine is to just simply show off the fact that we've got some really dedicated lady listeners to this show.
Mm-hmm.
So go take a look for yourself at freetalklive.com, the Shrine of Female Listeners. So we're in the middle of an email from Thomas, and he had a second area that he wanted to go to. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. He says that in regards to Manwich saying who will shoot without checking him out first, I think he means the crook in your house. If there's a crook in your house, can you shoot without finding out who it is first? He says Oklahoma has such a law. He says Oklahoma has terrible laws on other things, since they're the Bible Belt, but with guns, they do have a favorable one. One such law is nicknamed the Make My Day Law.
Make My Day Law.
It states if a man illegally enters a home and the homeowner or even the renter feels threatened, no matter how slight, the owner can use force, including deadly force, against that man and is exempt from being a defendant in a criminal and civil court.
Mm.
In other words, if you're a stranger and you entered my home, I have the ability to blow your head off, and there's nothing the police can do. Now, it's not my nature, but in Oklahoma, I have a choice if I want to. I think there's a similar provision that was passed here in Florida recently, but I'm not sure exactly how it applies. Basically suggesting
Most Oklahomans are probably finding out who it is before they just smoke them.
Yeah, but I would hope so, too, especially if it's your kid coming home drunk at 4 in the morning.
Part of that is that, you know, like it says that someone forces their way into your home, you know, and how do you know unless you know who it is that is seeing that you're, you know, shooting at?
Yeah.
So that's
I would think it would behoove you to do your best to determine who it is. I mean, maybe
shoot your mom by accident
or whoever. Yeah, not good.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
Let's talk about recruiting, man, which... 800-259-5791. The Army, of course, has been having a tough time getting new bodies to send over to Iraq.
Yeah, new bullet stoppers.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's not just the Army.
Really?
Yeah. Vital military jobs go unfilled, says a study. This is written by Mr. Damien Cave of the New York Times. Military is falling far behind in its effort to recruit and reenlist soldiers for some of the most vital combat positions in Iraq and Afghanistan, according to a new government report.
Hmm.
The report, completed by Government Accountability Office, never even heard of these people.
You've never heard of the GAO?
No, I haven't. I'm sure you have.
They are the ones that are frequently producing reports on how it is that all these other government offices are wasting money.
I see.
They're kind of like the overseers. Nothing really ever happens as a result of their reports, but
they just
interesting numbers like this.
I see. It shows that the Army, National Guard, and Marines signed up as few as a third of the Special Forces soldiers, intelligence specialists, and translators that they had aimed for over the last year.
One third.
Now, we said that we knew that the numbers were down, but these are some specific areas that they're only.
Yeah, the numbers are down in general, just general recruiting for the Army. But now we're saying these specific categories are having a really tough time.
Yeah, they're down two-thirds of what they were hoping for.
Okay.
Both the Army and the Marines, for instance, fell short in their goals for hiring roadside bomb diffusers. That sounds like a crappy job.
Oh, yeah.
By about 20% in each of the last 2 years. The Army Reserve, meanwhile, failed to fill about a third of its more than 1,500 intelligence analyst jobs.
Well, the roadside bombs are so frightening. Did you ever see that video of the British troops? They were just kind of barreling down a road in Iraq, and then just out of nowhere, there's a huge explosion from the side of the road. There was a car. There's just junked cars and just detritus on the sides of the roads up there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the insurgents will go and set up these roadside bombs just at random points. And I think they're normally activated by somebody with some sort of a trigger.
Mm.
So there's somebody
like claymores and they throw stuff into the road.
Mm-hmm.
They're like claymores and they throw things into the road.
I don't know exactly what they're made out of. I'm sure there are various different ways to make them. They're improvised to an extent.
Yeah.
But this was a huge explosion. The video was just shocking to see. Just the flames engulfed the entire vehicle. It brought them all to a halt, and then gunfire started erupting because it was kind of like an ambush, I guess, at the same time. They started the ambush with the bomb.
Mm.
So can you imagine being told to go and defuse a bomb that there's a chance somebody's sitting there with a trigger?
Nah, that's a good job.
I wouldn't want that job either.
Mm. The National Guard, there have been consistent shortages filling positions involving tanks, field artillery, and intelligence. The report found that, in all, the military, which is engaged in the most demanding wartime recruitment efforts since the 1970s had failed to fully staff 41% of its array of combat and non-combat specialties.
Wow.
Officials with the Accountability Office, the independent investigative arm of Congress, found that some of the critical shortfalls have been masked by the overfilling of other positions in an effort to reach overall recruiting goals. As a result, the GAO report questioned whether Congress had been given an accurate picture of the Pentagon by the Pentagon of the military's ability to maintain the force it needs in Iraq for Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
Well, you know, and Congress has been saying, "You didn't tell us. You didn't tell us." You know, to the executive branch, the president, and you know, you lied to us. You and of course, president saying,
duh.
"Hey, you had the same information I did. You had the same information I did, and you voted for force." Well. People don't think about this in war. Is it always, I mean, if the government's running it, of course it's going to fail.
Yeah. Well, the only reason why you have a one government winning a war is because you're pitting two governments against one another.
Right.
It's inevitable that one of them will fail,
sure.
And one of them will be the winner. Of course, everyone, as far as the citizens of both of those governments are concerned, are losers.
Yes.
Because their family members and their friends die as a result of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the people are always losers. One of the governments tends to win. Big deal.
The aggregate recruiting numbers are rather misleading, says Derek B. Stewart of the GAO, Director of Military Personnel. For Congress and this nation to truly understand what's happening with the all-volunteer force and its ability to recruit and retain highly qualified people, you have to drill down into occupational specialties, and when you do, it's very revealing.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to say, the GAO, probably one of the more useful federal agencies.
You know,
I'll give them a little credit.
Not if you read the rest of this article.
Oh, okay. Take it back.
Apparently, he's going in and explaining that, well, you know, this is just the dynamics of change.
Oh, he's making excuses.
Yes.
Lots
of excuses.
All right.
Of course, he is the Director of Mercenary Military Personnel for the GAO.
Gotcha. So. Well, in relation to this, we've got something from our friend Harry Brown, who he's been a little bit silent from churning out articles recently. Of course, he's now in a wheelchair as a result of, I guess, some frail health condition. Of course, we wish Harry the best. But it looks like he's managed to churn one out here recently.
Thank goodness.
And it's in relation to this. Apparently, the big news, I was sitting at a pizza buffet today, and they had Fox News on there. It's the only time within the last year that I've actually seen any of their program content. And it was just disgusting. Just disgusting. Just the state worshiping that these people were doing on there. And they actually did have a Democrat on who has changed his mind. He's changed his mind about the war, and he was kind of going off on some good bullet points as to why we should pull out of Iraq.
Mm.
And, of course, they were trying to let him have it to the best of their ability. It was just horrible to watch. But Harry Brown's going to tear him up. He's going to tear up the warmongers when we return. 800-259-5791. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online. We have the bulletin board system there with over 67,000 posts, well over 1,000 people interacting. All of it is totally free. Everything from serious conversations to lighthearted fun stuff. There's a post now about
$79.22. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-7922. That's 800-708-7922.
Are you in control of your cholesterol? Sadly, over 1 million Americans suffer heart attacks each year, and high cholesterol is a leading cause. Worse yet, millions of adults who have dangerous cholesterol levels may not even realize they're at risk. Now there's a safe and effective way to lower cholesterol with
Cholesterol. Not going to get you through, but it will get you through now, because we're back. We are back, although I can still hear the spots. 800-259-5791. So we were talking about the Iraq situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you can join us again online, freetalklive.com. Okay, we're going to talk about what Harry Brown has to say about it, because now the controversy is the Democrats are finally saying, they finally have gathered some cojones together, some of them, I suppose, and are saying, hey, maybe we should get out of this thing. Maybe it's time to get out now.
So, yes, there certainly are.
And so all of the talking heads on TV are saying, whoa, you can't do that. It'll destabilize the entire economy if you withdraw. That's what I heard today when I was watching Fox News as I was eating lunch.
Why would it destabilize the entire economy?
I didn't listen to the entire explanation, but it was
most
just
Americans don't care right now that we're in Iraq.
Yeah.
Most Americans want us out of Iraq, and most Iraqis want us out of Iraq, and 40% of Iraqis are willing to shoot us to get us out of Iraq. So
what was it, like 82% really want us out of Iraq? 82% of Iraqis?
Yeah.
Here's what old Harry Brown has to say in response to these talking heads on television. George Bush lied over and over. This is from LouRockwell.com. He may have believed his lies would somehow have turned out to be true. But nonetheless, he stated as fact assertions that he had no evidence for. He said Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. He didn't say Hussein might have weapons of mass destruction,
mm-hmm.
or that it was his opinion that Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. He said he knew that Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. That was a lie. As to the dumb Democrats and the other world leaders having believed that Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, why wouldn't they believe it? After all, they all relied on what the Bush administration said. And with the Bush administration saying it had evidence that Hussein could attack the east coast of the United States with unmanned aircraft, why wouldn't they vote to invade Iraq? As I said, Bush may have been hoping his assertions would turn out to be true, or at least enough of them to justify his brutality. But instead, none of them have turned out to be true. Not even his argument that the world is a better place because of his invasion. There's way more terrorism now.
You know, it seems like they're just pouring in there and killing American soldiers.
There's more terrorism all around the world now.
And
as a result,
there was the one suicide bombing gal that you know, her mother had been killed, so she was going to go and go into Baghdad and blow up some stuff. And you know, it's just it's awful.
Keeps on coming.
Please, we're creating terrorists.
There's no doubt about
positive.
It. If you disagree that we are creating terrorists with our foreign actions, we want to hear from you at 800-259-5791. So Harry says 2,000 Americans are dead. Tens of thousands of innocent Iraqis are dead. Is this bringing peace and democracy to the Middle East? My God, not one administration official has ever uttered one word of remorse for the Iraqis who have died in George Bush's futile effort to prove himself. When George Bush says, the defense of freedom is always worth it. Well, to whom is it worth it?
At freedom.
Those poor Iraqis who were slaughtered or lost their homes in Fallujah, the innocent women and children who happened to be in the way of the cluster bombs that were dropped by the U.S. Air Force, don't those people count as human beings? Or is it only the posturing politicians whose fate is important? The fact remains that George Bush lied about having evidence of weapons of mass destruction, mobile laboratories, aluminum tubes, unmanned aircraft that could carry weapons of mass destruction to the America's East Coast, ballistic missiles that could threaten the whole Middle East, uranium purchases in Africa, Al-Qaeda training camps in Iraq, and a few other things. If you'd like to see the whole litany of lies by George Bush, you can go to the LouRockwell.com, read this article, and he provides some links. He says, it's time for thoughtful commentators to stop playing lapdog for the Republican Party. Abandoning George Bush doesn't mean climbing into the lap of Al Gore or John Kerry. It just simply means starting to think for yourself and not echoing any party line. Is that such a sacrifice?
I wouldn't say so.
Gotta love Harry Brown. 800-259-5791. With your thoughts with that, we go to Matt in New York. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, sir. What's up?
Good to hear from you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I hope you don't mind if I change the topic.
Please, go ahead.
That's what the show's about, Matt. Go for it.
apparently, our governor here in the great state of New York is taken to thinking himself a king of some sort. What he has done is he has ignored the law, and a recent ruling from the courts has determined that he acted illegally in what he was doing. He was taking sex offenders who were about to be released after serving their time in prison that the court had given them, and he was getting psychiatrists to come into the jails and to declare them mentally incompetent.
I'm sorry, I missed. Who was this? The governor?
The governor, yes, governor of New York.
Okay.
Psaki.
Just wanted to make sure I understood that correctly. He was bringing psychiatrists in to do what?
To get the sex offenders that were going to get out after having served their terms in jail.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to get, he got them declared mentally incompetent in order to lock them up in psychiatric facilities.
Really?
Extend their sentences, as it were.
Right. Extend their sentences. Right. They had served their time, and he had gotten, you know, his own little, you know, group of psychiatrists to declare them competent just so that he could keep them off the streets.
Right.
With no oversight whatsoever.
Wow. How long was this going on for?
I have no idea. In fact, I just found out about this, and it's a real shame.
Absolutely.
But I just found out about this after seeing it buried in the newspaper. It's still not even worthy of a top story on the paper. So.
Right.
So I don't know how long it was going for, but recently, a judge here declared that it was illegal and that they would have to get independent psychiatrists to review these cases to...
It was happening between September and in the months of September and October.
Oh, so just this year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so thank goodness he didn't get away with it for too long. I wonder how he got caught.
Right. Well, you know, that's the thing I don't get. I mean, you figure you would hear about something like this. How could they keep this secret? I mean, even for a month or two, it's like bizarre. They have nobody watching.
I guess if you just lock the guys up in an insane asylum, nobody's really going to listen to what they say. I mean, they're not going to be...
They are insane, after all.
Right, they're insane, so nobody's going to pay any attention to what they have to say. And I don't know how... I mean, I'd be interested to know exactly how the information leaked out. Maybe one of the psychiatrists had a pang of conscience and decided to go report on the governor.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, in this country, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, but in this country, after you've been given a sentence for a particular period of time, you're supposed to serve out that sentence, and you've paid your dues, and you're out on the street.
That's how it's supposed to be.
That he can keep them in jail for as long as he wants because he thinks he's some almighty...
outrageous.
Figure.
You know, that's why we're going to New Hampshire. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. Thank goodness he got caught, finally. course, do you think he's going to suffer any consequences from it?
No.
Nah, probably not. Everyone will forget by the time it's time for re-election. Hey, coming up, Walmart holding you in security. We'll talk about it.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Friday night show. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, check out our listener map. We want you to add yourself to it. It is, of course, totally free. You go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can see the hundreds of other listeners that have plotted themselves on our worldwide map of our listeners. In fact, you can see who's nearby. Maybe reunite yourself with an old college buddy like one of our listeners did as a result of the listener map at map.freetalklive.com. Man, which I sent you an email.
Yep.
Over at the Walmart topic. Again, Walmart just keeps coming up on this show because it's just such a phenomenon.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
But actually, this just references Walmart. It doesn't really have specifically to do with Walmart. It's from Jeff.
Yep. It's called Property Rights and Walmart. I was walking out of Walmart, and I was wondering what I would do if the alarm went off because the cashier had disabled a security device. Would I stop and allow them to search me? I don't know. It's never happened. This happened to me a lot. I go to Home Depot probably every weekend, and Home Depot's not where I am is not very good at disabling the security device. It seems like they're always going off.
For you.
Me, people that are, you know, I must, every time I'm there, I think the security device goes off.
Okay.
Somebody's leaving. There's a lot of people leaving when I'm, you know, at the checkout.
Right.
So.
It could be possible that they, you know, somebody was stealing something, too.
Certainly the possibility exists. But it goes off so often, the clerks don't even look up.
True. I mean, that's not good.
I can understand a metal detector clearing me when I come in, but I can't understand why I'd have to stop on my way out. Walmart can become a private club and keep people out like in Sam's, but they can't become a prison on the whim of a machine. If they hold me and find nothing, it amounts to unlawful imprisonment. I just wouldn't stay anywhere if security asked me to stay and I knew I was innocent, except the TSA.
Hmm. So his issue is basically, how is it they can hold you there? If
yeah.
you walk out through, if you walk out through the doors, the exit doors, and the little machine goes off, and they beckon you to come back inside to check your bags, to make sure that everything you have has been taken care of, to verify, you know, look at your receipt, make sure that everything that's on the receipt's what's in the bags, mm-hmm. something extra in there. How is it that they're justified in doing that? Is his question.
Right. You know, he says that he wouldn't let them hold him. You know, he'd kick butt, and he can do it. Believe me, he says.
Right.
I'd tell them to follow me out, get my license plate, and review their tapes. The cashier cleared me and even stocked my buggy. I'm leaving. I'm curious as to your take on this. When can a person be stopped from exiting a place and is forcing them to stop until searched a violation of two rights? They might say that they have a right to search their buggy, but the bags are mine.
Yeah, this is an interesting question, and I've never worked in loss control, which is the department in a department store that handles theft and oversees all the video cameras and that sort of thing, but I've worked fairly close to them, and from what I understand, if you can correct us, 800-259-5791, if you've got the expertise, we'd love to hear from you on this one, as far as what exactly are the parameters, how is it that they can hold you, if indeed they can hold you, because I've seen plenty of guys being held by loss control. Usually it's kids that steal something and they get caught at the front door and
they seem to know that the person has in fact been caught with something or there's some kind of problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think his question is, he knows he hasn't stolen anything, and if he hasn't stolen anything, if he has stolen something, they're well within their rights to tackle him or do whatever. But if he hasn't, then they're not. You know, so how do they find out?
Good question. If you stop, the alarm goes off.
Most
I think
people will let them, you know, look through their bags, check the receipts.
Yeah, I think that's the most sensible thing to do. I mean, if indeed that you, it's like the old, you don't have anything to hide, do you? Well, in this case, it's private property. You're on Walmart's property, and by going onto their property, you're agreeing to be on your best behavior and not steal stuff from the store. And if the store manager or the loss control department thinks that you've stolen something, it should be something that you want to do to try to clear your name, to simply prove to them that, look, here's my receipt, look through my bags, make sure I didn't slip something else extra in there, and you'll be on your way. I mean, really, what do you got to be afraid of?
Well, I'll tell you, they're not going to tackle anybody that they're not certain of. They shouldn't do that, at the very least.
Probably
what they
right.
should do, it would seem to me, is bar you from the store.
Thank
well,
you. They do have the right to refuse service to you.
You're not welcome back.
Yeah.
Don't come back.
Yeah, if you just want to run out the door, then we're just going to take down your license plate, we'll find out who you are, and then we'll post your picture so all of our employees know to kick you out of the store the next time.
It seems doubtful to me that they would actually do that.
Probably true.
But
they could.
Yeah.
If they wanted to. If you wanted to be a jerk.
I would say that they're too big of a store to, you know, fiddle around with trying to chase after somebody
yeah.
who doesn't want to.
Yeah. Oh, of course. I mean, it's a drop in the bucket for them, no doubt about it. But nonetheless, it's the right thing to do to just stop and prove that you are indeed innocent, that it was an accident, that they did forget to deactivate one of the little scanner chips at the register. But it's still a good question. I mean, how can they detain you? And is it unlawful imprisonment if they do? I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, you know, if you're feeling surly and you don't feel like getting checked, I guess you're within your rights not to.
Maybe that's it's kind of like this little gray area. Maybe they are requesting. But when that alarm goes off and they say, excuse me, sir, can I see your receipt? Maybe they're requesting that you just go along with what they want you to do. And if you refuse, then they just won't tackle you. They just won't go after you because they don't have the definitive evidence. Maybe that's what will happen. They just simply won't go after you. They're just asking you to give you the opportunity to come clean or to reveal your records.
I would think most people would, and if you want to shop at that Walmart in the future, you probably should.
Yeah.
But I would think that if you're feeling surly,
you could get away with it.
Yeah.
As long as they don't have footage of you shoving panties down your pants.
Oh, yeah. If they've got evidence, then
they're well within their right.
Away.
Yeah, they're well within their right. So it's kind of a little gray area. I say be nice, participate. And don't steal, of course. 800-259-5791. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-5791. Coming up, one of our listeners says evolution, not a theory. Not even a theory. He says it's a fact. This is your show, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the voting thing. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you like the fact that we give you everything for free, the archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming, all that stuff, all for free, well, go vote for the show. And you can help us dominate the podcast charts, because right now I think we're the number three podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com, and we're constantly the number one political cultural podcast, thanks to your votes. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address and about a minute of your time, and it does big things for us. It helps us get new listeners, helps us get free press coverage. Free Talk Live, vote.freetalklive.com. And you know what? When we ask for answers, our listeners are always Johnny on the spot to give them to us. We are talking about Walmart, talking about department stores, that sort of thing, and how do they have rights? Do they have the ability to detain you? Under what circumstances? You know, it's kind of a tricky situation when you're walking out those doors and that alarm goes off. Can you keep walking? Well, here's what Michael has to say. He says, no one is allowed to retain you. It's a tort. You can sue anybody that restricts you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even have to be physical restraint. Simply telling you you can't leave until they check their tapes, etc., that is unacceptable, according to Michael. He says, I can't remember what the name of the tort is, but the Walmart scenario was definitely discussed in my tort class. I think in some states it's also criminal, but I haven't studied that particular crime. That's from Michael, who says he is a law student. So there's your answer.
Now we know.
So you can walk out the doors when they ask you to stop, but you're a jerk for doing that. You should stop, and you should prove that you're clean. Because, as you pointed out, man, which they don't have to let you back in.
I don't know if I'm willing to go for jerk. I mean, certainly times I've been feeling independent, let's say. And I wouldn't want to be checked. So
I see.
I should have the right to
and
choose to walk away.
You do.
And then what I am choosing in walking away is not walking back in ever.
Gotcha. Hey, this one from Rich. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, once again, the argument of evolution versus creation has reared its ugly head on the show. Let's get one thing straight right up front. Evolution is not a theory. It really happens. We can watch it happening. Evolution is a fact. Whether there's some god or some intelligence or whatever that set evolution in motion is something that cannot be proven one way or the other. There's simply not enough information to make a conclusion on that matter. It's a matter of belief or faith or speculation. Some say that there is a god personage that created everything in existence in 7 days. That can't be proven. Also, can't be disproven. Others say that we're the universe's attempt to understand itself. Can't be proven. Can't be disproven.
Don't really know what that means.
In my lifetime, scientists have watched Staphylococcus bacteria evolve to become resistant to every antibiotic we know of. Definite, provable fact. Which has nothing to do with whether or not any external third-party intelligent godlike entity tickled the bacteria in just the right way to make it resistant. I found that those who so vocally oppose the teaching of evolution do so because it contradicts their religious dogma. Personally, I believe as Einstein did, that a system as complex and elegant as a natural universe doesn't happen by accident. I can't prove that a god exists, neither can I disprove it. There's evidence both ways, and there are massive holes in both arguments as well. This ongoing argument is a prime example of why the public school system is bad. When one group of religious zealots can foist their view of the universe on everybody and enforce it by law, everybody loses. If the schools were free to teach as they like and parents were free to select a school that they think's best for their children, everybody would win. In such a system, if you don't like what's being taught in school, you're free to start your own school and teach it your way. I love it. I gotta agree with that. 800-259-5791. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the show. It is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a doctor?